B-Pod Studios.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston!
It's the Get Up Crew.
On Hot 96.9.
Turn it up!
In the morning.
I need to know, Melissa, can you explain to me this Jussie Smollett thing? I want to know which direction my emotions need to go to. Should I be enraged that he was attacked, or should I be enraged that he's lying about being attacked?
The thing that's bothering me about this whole thing is it's really down political lines. It's what political side of the fence you're on is pretty much, from what I'm seeing, what you believe. So the bottom line is we need to wait for all the facts to come out, because it's every day there's something different that's coming out, and every day there's someone coming out and refuting what's been put out.
But that's 2019. Yeah. We don't get the whole all the facts. We get the here's the latest fact.
Right, I get that. But with this situation is different, because we're getting here's the latest fact, but then we're getting no, wait, that's wrong. This isn't the latest fact. So this morning what we know is that two men of interest have been questioned, and from what I'm hearing, multiple reports are saying they are Nigerian men. At least one of them, maybe two of them, both worked as extras on the set of Empire. Police seized items from their home, including sneakers, some bleach, a potentially red hat. Which, by the way, Jussie Smollett went on record and said he never said that his assailants had red MAGA hats on. He said that.
But can I just throw in there, and his story has never changed.
Yeah.
His story has never changed. Go ahead.
Yeah, so it just sounds like people are starting to turn on him, which a lot of people...
Starting to.
Well, no, that's what I was about to say. A lot of people were at him from day one saying that he was lying about the whole thing. But a lot of people that were originally supporting him are now turning on him because of these, you know, the latest events of the two guys. But the Chicago superintendent has come out and said any story that's saying that this is a staged or event or a hoax are completely untrue. So the police are still saying, listen, we're not saying this is a hoax. But of course, everybody's jumped on it and they're saying they think it's fake.
So what they're saying, I'm sorry, Pebbles, but I just want to, they're saying that he hired two extras from Empire who happen to be Nigerian.
And I've also heard reports that they are friends, by the way. That's another story.
So he hired two black friends to play white guys and beat himself up.
Wait,
and you got to throw in because of him possibly being written out of the show.
Which Fox has come forward and said
Fox
it's fake.
Fox came forward. A couple of the writers was like, that was never the case.
That's like,
This whole thing has made me so angry. And you know what? The whole question of what if he's lying? You know what? If he was lying, I immediately think that, you know what? I'm still okay at being outraged at the fact that a black gay man was attacked. And why weren't you? And because when you think about it, people are like, let's throw this man under the jail if he's lying or whatever. But the number of people who lie about stuff like this is so much smaller than the actual victims.
You know what I mean?
And people are just like, you know, if it's him, then throw him under the jail.
And that's what's killing me, because we get tweets and messages from people all the time. And what's killing me is that everyone's quick to jump on this case. Let's say he is lying. Everyone who is on that side of the fence is so quick to be like, well, look, this happens all the time. But they're forgetting about the hundreds and thousands of other cases where people are not lying.
Well, hold on a second. These things happen every day. I don't agree with that. You're telling me that if it comes out that he's lying, that people should be like, oh, well, you know, it does happen to actual people.
No, that's not it. But it's like, keep that same energy for the victims who come out and say that, you know, whether it's you've been sexually abused, whether you've been attacked, whatever, you know, there's been a racist thing. Keep that same energy for those people, because they don't. The first thing they do is start looking for holes in people's stories.
Right. Well,
And if he is lying, don't get me wrong, I'll be pissed, because I was one of the first people that was saying, like, why are people questioning him? But if he is lying and it comes out that we know for a fact he's lying, I'll be pissed about that. I think that he should be held accountable for that.
Hell yeah. That's what's going to make it tougher next time for the real victim. Is they're gonna go and look at Jussie Smollett, you know what I mean? Oh, man, but this dude is like, don't you he needs to ride this lie to the grave if he's lying, because if he comes out, you don't
well
Man, this is worse than getting... this is like getting caught cheating in the middle of the act and still being like, it wasn't me.
And people are still asking, like, okay, so is this ever going to come out that... Are we ever going to find out facts one way or another? Or is it going to be something where it's speculation? I think something is going to be found with the two guys. Either a phone on their phones or, I don't know, something will be provided as far as concrete evidence coming up in the next week or so with these two guys. Where we'll know for sure what happened.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to respond to that. I don't think anything is going to ever come out that's going to satisfy us all. And the reason why...
I'm not saying it's going to satisfy people.
I'm frustrated because I think I came on last week in support of him.
Mm-hmm.
And then you keep hearing these different stories. The frustrating part for me is that you get these stories from so-called credible sources. Like... I don't want to put names out there, but news sources, and you trust them to tell you the truth, and then come to find out it's all, like, you don't know who's lying. So it's very frustrating for me.
Right, because everyone's just trying to jump on whatever the newest thing is first so I can take credit for it.
And do you feel like, Leroy, as someone who you said supported him from day one, if it comes out that he was lying...
Yes.
Are you going to be pissed? Are you going to feel like you've been duped? Are you going to second guess things moving forward
Absolutely.
As to who you support and who you believe?
No, because I more times than not, people who are going through situations like that are going to tell the truth. Him personally, I will be through with him.
Okay.
Point blank period.
No I'll longer a fan.
No.
You'd be no longer a fan.
I don't want to hear him, see him if it comes out that he's lying. You can't play games with stuff like that.
Yeah, it sucks that you now have to... I mean, in reality, you should look at every single case as an individual basis.
But you know people don't do that.
People don't do that. But now, like, it sucks that you really are going to have to, like, look at every single thing as an individual basis. I can't believe if this story is true, that's, like, next level of lying. That's, like, WWE style. Like, beat yourself up.
Scripted reality.
Yeah, beat yourself up so the audience thinks that you really got that black eye backstage from the bad guy.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.